Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at GardenAmerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
We are back. It is Facebook Live. It is also where you're listening to us. Maybe it's BizTalk Radio streaming, and maybe your local radio station. So thank you so much. 855-424-9825. Want to give us a shout on the phone. John at GardenAmerica.com is also another way, but even better still, Facebook Live. And I think we have a couple more questions to catch up with as we begin the hour. This is hour number two, so thank you for tuning in. Let's get to it, Tiger.
All right, off and running. We've got Laverne, and she says, Jack from Los Olivos wants to know how to get rid of voles, which destroyed my chef orange tomato plant and other plants. And so we've got gophers. We have moles.
And then voles.
And then we have voles.
With a V.
And John had described a vole in probably one of the best descriptions, that it's kind of like a mouse that goes underground. And the issue with that compared to gophers and moles is that you can usually cage things, and that will protect them from those two critters. But with voles, they will come out. And fallen fruit and excessive fruit drop will attract them, and they'll come out and they'll actually eat. And so you could cage your plant like a gopher and a mole to protect from voles, but they will come out. So then you also either have to net them as well to keep them from getting on the top side of your plants. But to get rid of them, traps and different baits and things like that are the only way that you're going to kind of kill them and get rid of them. Very difficult because they kind of are both subterranean, right, and on top of the ground. So it's kind of, you have to have protection on both sides for your plant.
And it's I would imagine, ongoing.
Yeah, they're rodents, so they reproduce pretty heavily, and there's quite a few of them in the area. So, yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully that'll help you out, Jack.
Amazon does have a poison bait for voles with 2-day shipping.
Oh, with some Prime.
So no, not Prime, just 2-day shipping. So you can go there, but
so that's another idea, Jack.
Physically have to get rid of them.
Yeah. What else do we have going?
Rick just wanted to make sure to remind everyone that now that it's getting to be harvest season for all of your spring crops, that when you have excess, to make sure to donate it to your local food bank or homeless shelter.
That's a great idea, Rick. Thank you for that thought.
Yeah. And Sherry and Boomer had mentioned a couple things because we had talked a little bit about snails. And Sherry had a fun little project that using pennies before 1983 have a high amount of copper. And so they're great ways to deter slugs and snails. And she had said a fun project would be a penny globe to manage slugs and pennies. So I'm sure we can find some pictures online to post of that little craft project. And then Boomer said slugs don't like crushed eggshells. So crushed eggshells are a lot like the product Diatomaceous Earth. Diatomaceous Earth is an organic product that people use for crawling insects. And what Diatomaceous Earth is basically crushed up crustacean seashells, mm-hmm. you know, ocean floor items that when slithering insects, crawling insects, or I don't even know what would you well, how do you describe how a slug or snail moves? Sliding?
Well, yeah, it kind of slides along it, but, yeah. but the analogy you're making would be like us stepping on glass.
Yeah, it'd be like walking across glass, and glass, it shreds yeah. their underbellies and then eventually kills the insect.
Poor little slug.
Yeah, but it's better than eating all of the plants. As a matter of fact, I saw so much damage this weekend on a property I was at in Carlsbad on kangaroo paws. The slug or snails have just been munching away on these things for weeks, and they were just almost to the point of they're gone. I don't know. I think they'll come back, but it was heavily damaged foliage on the kangaroo paw with that.
Wow.
So now's the time of year for slugs and snails warming up. And then Lenore just had to add that, and I thought squirrels are bad, but voles, OMG.
Yeah.
You know, in cold climates, the voles will eat the bark around a tree, and come spring, you think it's going to leaf out and grow, and it just dies. I was looking at some of these penny traps and or penny globes, whatever they're called, and I saw some people that had clay pots had glued pennies all around the pot.
So it's decorative at the same time.
Yeah, to kind of stop the snails from going up there.
It's that same concept of the copper tape. A lot of people will put copper tape on their raised garden beds because that'll keep the slugs and snails out of the raised garden bed. But it's very decorative as well, so that's always nice.
Don't use 1943 pennies if you're using pennies.
You know
pennies.
Why? Because
why
they're silver.
Lead?
They're steel.
They're steel because of the shortage during the war.
Oh.
So, you know, coin collectors know this. And I think I used to have like three or four of them as a kid. I collected coins.
Mm-hmm.
And John is right. They were steel, John?
They were steel pennies.
They were steel, right. But they look like silver. They're just opposite. And then after the war was over, they went back to making the copper pennies again.
I find it, if you ever saw a 1943 penny in circulation today, that would be amazing.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
did I tell you what I got in change the other day? I did, right?
A 1909 SVDB penny. And I know that from my coin collecting days because it's worth like thousands of dollars.
You got one?
No.
Oh.
No, but what I did get was a 1908 Barber dime.
Really?
Yeah.
In change?
In change. And you rarely ever see a Mercury dime anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
But this was a Barber dime, 1908.
Did it look as old as it?
It looked old.
I mean, that thing's been in circulation. Wow.
It's had to be sitting somewhere for a long time. That hasn't been in circulation. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I was really surprised.
That is amazing.
I remember as a kid, a lot of half dollars and dollars.
See those much.
No, not at all. And they also stopped printing, I think, denominations over $100.
I believe
because they used to be a $500 bill, a mm-hmm. $1,000, I think even $100,000.
That was just because of the drug trade.
Exactly. That's exactly right, because when you have such high denominations, it doesn't take that much to move it, exactly.
Yeah.
So, welcome to...
Penny Talk.
Penny Talk, Drug Talk.
So
we're doing it all here on Garden America.
Wayne wants to know, how about aphids on yucca and fruit trees? Well, first off, yuccas, aloes, agaves, those kind of crevicey succulents are so difficult, whether it's aphids or mealybug or scale. Because you really have to get in there for the product to use. So that means you try to spray your, you know, Fertilome Triple Action or your neem oils or things like that. You know, you have to get into the crevice. Now, another route that you can do is do a systemic. There's the Bayer tree and shrub, and then there's the Fertilome tree and shrub systemic. But with those, you have to be a little bit careful because you want to dilute it a little bit for the succulents. The strong dilution for a tree isn't the same ratio that you would want for an agave or a yucca or anything like that. And the yuccas and agaves, they don't always take up water like a normal tree would. I mean, normal tree, you put water in it, instantly takes it up. Yuccas, if they're full at the moment, they really don't take it. They just kind of let it sit there. And so you kind of have to make sure that you kind of are doing it at a time that you would be watering it and it's accustomed to taking up.
Have you ever had yucca fries?
No.
Outstanding. Palm Desert, California. Tommy Bahama's restaurant serving yucca fries. Yeah, I got something going on in the background there.
That's me.
Yeah, no, it's me going off. I'll shut that down. Anyway, it is 14 minutes after the hour. Now it's 15 minutes after the hour here. This is hour number two on Garden America. Questions, comments on Facebook Live, also 855-424-9825. John@GardenAmerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio.
And?
This silence brought to you by our good friends.
Oh, I thought we were going into a break.
Oh, no, I was setting us up for the break.
Oh, okay.
But we did sell that moment of silence to Bayer.
Oh, cool.
That belonged to Bayer.
Nice.
Right there. So there you go.
Yeah, I think they're going to pay just for what they got.
And we got a couple of minutes to go here.
So another thing came across for slugs and snails, Epsom salt. Now, what do you think on that, John? Because adding Epsom salt to the soil is something that I've heard of in the past for other issues besides bugs. But if you add too much salt to your soil, that's also bad, correct? I know Epsom salts are different, but
the salt's not going to, once it dissolves, it's not going to be effective. So it's like diatomaceous earth. You know, once it gets wet and dissolves, it doesn't really do anything.
Okay.
So I don't know that it would be a good idea. A lot of rose growers will use Epsom salts because they say the magnesium produces basal breaks. And most fertilizers, if you notice, don't have magnesium in them. So they think that that's a good source of magnesium. But I think there's plenty of magnesium in the soil myself. So there you have it. There you go.
Yeah. Now it is break time.
Now
we're going to go to that break.
You know what? I'm going to also leave.
Oh, yeah. Yay. John's leaving. It's going to be just Tiger and I.
I'll
see you in a couple weeks, though.
Yeah, you're off next week.
Bob Reed Miller filling in for me next week.
You're going back to a wedding. Those of you on Facebook Live will give you a chance during the break to watch John actually leave. This is always exciting. Anyway, Tiger and I will take you through the rest of the hour as we continue here on Biz Talk Radio. Posing your questions, comments right there on Facebook Live as we return.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready to spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Well, as you can see, John has not left yet because his computer says do not shut off, updates are
right,
happening.
Installing update 1 of 10.
One of 10. So as soon as those updates are completed, John will be able to exit the studio. I want to give a shout-out to Jim Knight, who just tuned in, one of my buddies. A lot of people tuning in, watching us on Facebook Live, so thank you very much. Also, BizTalk Radio, 855-424-9825. Facebook questions and comments as we continue, but not John at GardenAmerica.com because John will be leaving.
That's right. But I can still answer questions.
That's true.
So I think we've got caught up on all the questions that we have on Facebook Live at the moment, but I wanted to share with this because this was a popular thing that came out last week in the news media. And last year we talked about peppers, and we had some peppers that were sent to us from what farm was it? Somewhere in New Mexico, I can't remember. But
Sandia Pepper Company?
That's what it was, the Sandia Pepper Company. And they had sent us a selection of peppers, and one of them was the Carolina Reaper. Mm-hmm. And it's the world's hottest pepper.
Everybody
it was like
on YouTube,
10 million Scovilles or something like
everybody
that.
Everybody on YouTube has got a challenge.
Yeah, and so there's all these people that are on YouTube, and they eat them, and then it shows them going crazy and crying and
all
this other stuff.
And then drinking water, which is the worst thing to do.
And just this couple weeks ago, there was a pepper eating contest somewhere, and one of the contestants ate the pepper and then had to go to the hospital. It's called a thunderclap headache. And
that's
what it
pepper?
Was.
That's the pepper's name?
No, that's he ate the Carolina Reaper.
That's the diagnosis.
And what he got after eating that was a thunderclap headache, which is, I guess, stronger than a migraine, just deafening headache, and there's nothing they can do to stop it, and it's just brought on by, sudden trauma or shock or anything like that. And
sure.
So they're saying, people need to be careful because
somebody's going to die.
Because, you never know. And this was some kind of a savvy food eater guy that was in a contest. And,
it probably would have been safer to eat a Tide Pod.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm seeing everybody now on YouTube doing these challenges, I like hot. I can take hot. Not a big deal. And then, a minute later, they're running for the, the kitchen, the milk, the water, whatever.
Do you remember Steve Goto had the pepper tasting?
Yes, I do, because my son was able to eat a pepper a lot hotter than I could.
This was up at Euro American. It was probably, 10 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
15 years ago. And he started with sweet peppers all the way up to the hottest. And people would go and they would see how far they could get.
right on down the line.
Yeah, and one of the people who worked at Euro American, I had mentioned to her, whatever you do, don't try those peppers there because they're really hot. She goes, oh, I really like hot peppers. And one of the other employees who worked there, who is Mexican, came up, took one, ate it, said, oh, these are good. So she went and she grabbed one. And I said, no, don't do that.
Everybody's tolerance is different.
Yeah. So she put the whole thing in her mouth, chewed it.
Oh.
And she was blonde hair, fair skin. And she turned beet red. And I said, are you okay? She goes, oh, yeah, I'm used to hot stuff.
Yeah,
and
right.
She turned so red and then walked away to the trash can. And I saw her vomiting into the trash can.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that now, is Carolina Reaper still the hottest?
Yes.
Yeah, by far.
It's by far. It's going to be a while, I think, before they come out with something hotter, because they're going to have to basically take the Carolina Reaper
and
crossbreed it with something even hotter, which means they're going to have to start collecting those peppers and finding the hottest of the hot.
Well, when they collect the seeds from those peppers, we've talked about it before, people have to be wearing gloves face masks. So that they're not affected.
Well, and that's the thing. People would go and I saw these videos and they were eating the pepper. They were taking a bite of the pepper, right? And instantly you have a reaction and you have no control.
Or sometimes it sneaks up on you.
Well, no, this is instant.
There's no sneaking.
Yeah, there's no sneaking up. You see it. When they take a bite, it instantly reacts. And then, you know, you see them and they start rubbing their eyes. They start, because you lose control. You're focused on your mouth burning and your esophagus on fire, that you lose control. You start rubbing your eyes. You start rubbing your nose. And then you got, you know, fluids coming out because you're drooling and sniffling and everything. And it just makes the whole situation worse. I mean, the thing you need to do is just eat it, go into a shower, and start chugging
milk. But I have seen people with some peppers now where they eat it and they go, oh, this isn't too bad.
Yeah.
But then gradually later it starts to build up, and then they're running for the milk. But that's the way to do ice cream or milk, but not water. Water is like, I guess, would be like in some cases when there's a fire. You know,
yeah, like an oil fire. Yeah. Exactly. You don't pour water on it, it just spreads it.
Exactly. So if you're ever going to do that, have milk or some dairy product handy. All right, 27 minutes after the hour. Have we covered all the questions on Facebook?
You know, I just wanted to mention is while we're on the pepper subject.
No, you're off show.
Right yeah, now, you're done.
John.
Well, then I'll just talk to myself. You can turn my mic off if you don't want people to hear me.
We always want to hear what you have to say, John.
Well, I was going to mention that some hot peppers, like habaneros, are grown because of the flavor of that particular pepper. And a lot of people like that flavor, but they can't take the heat. So last year they developed the habanada pepper, which has no burn. Has all the flavor of a habanero, but no heat.
There you go. I can barely put down a peppercini.
We should sell those next year. We've been selling the seeds and lots of seeds.
You know what? That's a great idea.
We should sell the plants.
We would sell those. I think that would be very popular with our listeners and our viewers.
That's right.
Our viewers are right there. John, they're right there. They're looking at us right there.
John,
I'm only on update 3 of 10.
Oh my gosh!
I don't know. We'll see. But there's that pepper that you had mentioned that you saw at a local nursery last week, I don't remember. But there's a pepper out there that's a phallic pepper.
Oh, and, we got
those in stock. We got those in stock at the
nursery.
It's
called,
this
by
week.
The way, it's called the Peter pepper,
which makes sense.
No, this one actually is labeled.
Well,
the real original name was
Peter Pepper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So.
Well, that makes sense because.
But you're selling that at your store, right?
Yeah, we have it at the nursery.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Wow.
That's where that came
from.
But here's the question. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Yeah, where in the heck is the peck of
pickled
peppers?
Well, how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick?
Oh, I thought, where was it?
No. It's close.
But you already know how many because it was a peck.
It was a peck of peppers. That's right. Little mouth exercises we do. Okay, 855-424-9825, John at GardenAmerica.com. He may not get back to you quickly, but you can still email him.
No, please don't do that one.
Not now. Okay, we got about a minute to go into the break.
Well, after the break, then I think we'll talk more about Wendy, who we had on air earlier, was talking about some trends in landscapes and what people are doing on the outside. And I think that it's a great topic to discuss because with garden walk season in full effect across the country is – what people are going to see as far as when it comes to outdoor living spaces and container gardens.
Right. Will John be here after the break? Stay with us and find out. It is almost 30 minutes after the hour. John's updates continue here. Biz Talk Radio, Garden America, 855-424-9825. Also, Facebook Live. As we continue, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, and kind of John Bagnasco.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is 35 minutes after the hour, 25 minutes before the top of the hour. John's updates are done, so John is leaving. He's exiting the studio. And perhaps those of you watching on Facebook Live can actually watch this very dramatic exit coming up.
I'll make sure to zoom out to see him.
I can turn his mic off now, can I?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, mic is off.
All right,
see you, John. There he goes. John Bagnasco, ladies and gentlemen. That's how he leaves
the
studio.
The building. So
nice.
Before I forget, I do want to say out there to my mom and my wife, my mother-in-law, happy early Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day
to all the moms out there. It's a big weekend for you all. And a lot of the listeners out there I know are moms. So happy Mother's Day.
It's the biggest day of the year for flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by Valentine's Day, I believe.
Wow.
Father's Day is kind of, we had to do it.
It's barely a holiday.
You want a Father's Day? Okay.
Sure.
I get lunch every year. My son buys me lunch every year.
Oh, that's nice.
We go to Red Lobster.
And waiting for the days when
your kids are old enough to appreciate it and do something for you.
Exactly.
Now they'll make the first thing you'll get is when they're in grade school. They'll make a project and bring it home.
Yeah, there's some artwork
stuff.
Or
it's got to go in the refrigerator, and you got to keep it and tell them how nice it looks.
Exactly.
All that stuff. That's good stuff. Okay, so we're still taking questions, comments on Facebook Live. Probably the best way to do it to get more or less an immediate answer, or 855-424-9825.
And before the break, I had mentioned the idea, because we were talking with Wendy with San Diego Home Garden Lifestyle Magazine at the beginning of the show. And a lot of what's going on in the garden center industry and the people redoing landscapes are creating these outdoor living spaces. And the way that they're doing is they're incorporating concepts either within their kitchen or their living room and bringing them outside. So maybe it's a fireplace or a fire pit or maybe a television, barbecue island. Besides just the barbecue, there might be a refrigerator, a stovetop.
Nice outdoor bars that maybe have a TV inside them.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, then they take that idea and then now they start to put the plants around there and they really start to enhance it with some of the landscape elements as well. And I'll say that some of the more popular things that people have done are looking for trees and shrubs that grow to certain sizes. So a purple leaf plum, beautiful, small, compact tree, grows up to maybe 12 feet tall, purple foliage. You don't have to trim it later on down the road. It grows, and it's in that corner, but you don't have to lace it out every year. It kind of grows to a certain size and it stops, and you do some trimming as need be, but for the most part you're not worried about it like some large tree that you're going to constantly be battling with down the road. A lot of the shrubs, there's the Abelia Kaleidoscope right now, which is a very popular Abelia. It's got all kinds of wonderful yellows and red foliages, white flower on it, and it's a shrub that grows to about 3 feet tall. It's like more like 2 feet tall, but 3 feet wide.
Right.
And you put those into the landscape, and you don't have to trim them anymore either. And, you know, they don't lose their leaves. They go color year-round. And so there's a lot of elements. And we were talking with Wendy about this because in a magazine or in their publications, they're showing people how to use these in the landscape properly. Because, as we also mentioned on our show, continuously there's people that plant things. They don't realize what they're going to do, and then they regret it later on.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you look at something, you point and say, I want that. Well, it may or may not be the best idea for what you intend to use it for or where it's growing. So that's why it's nice to have, like we mentioned this morning, San Diego Lifestyle Magazine, Garden and Lifestyle Magazine. They explain all these things to you as far as if you want this, this is the way it should be planted, what areas it's going into. Because I know myself, I would say give me lots of color.
Yeah.
I would say to you, I want color. So figure out whatever's going to work under my, you know, the tutelage of what I think I want.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we got a phone call. Let's go to a very patient Marilyn. Marilyn, thank you so much for waiting so long. Welcome to the show. How can we help you on this fine Saturday?
Well, I'm really glad to get through to you before the end, so thank you.
Well, thank you. No, you betcha. Thank you for your patience. What's going on?
Okay, I have several things. If people want to get rid of snails, buy a possum.
Possum.
Get a possum.
Marilyn, where would you go to buy a possum?
I don't know. They come to our area. And they eat all the snails.
That is a very, very good good point.
I recently had a star jasmine, which had been there for years and thriving, suddenly die. And there was no hole in the ground like indicates, you know, any gophers or whatever. We don't have gophers here. But anyway, that's one question.
Okay.
John had suggested I call a nursery, I forget the name of it, but for white heliotrope, and they don't have them. And I wondered, can it be propagated? And then my next question or statement is, I had 30 feet cut off a grevillea, and it's still 70 feet tall.
Wow.
And it's in full blossom. So we weren't smart enough, as Tiger has suggested, to find the maximum height. So it's been there like 50 years. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say I have enormous roses this year. They're like 6 inches across, at least. And I wanted to tell John that he does a great job of shipping and packing the plants. Yeah. And he knows I don't have computer access, so he's called and taken my order. So
yeah.
We'll pass that on. Thank you. I'm sure he appreciates that.
And what can I order now from Garden America?
Well, I think John mentioned cactus and succulents, Tiger, because we're done shipping on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to be transitioning into the cactus and succulents now. But all the plants and all the veggies are done as far as for the season for shipping now. Marilyn, I wanted to...
Let's go back to the first question.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I don't want to get too far away from the first question because I'll forget where I'm going. But you had mentioned you had a star jasmine and it just died.
Yes.
Well, you know, if it's not a gopher problem, or if it's not some issue where maybe somebody broke the stem, which happens. I mean, sometimes people are working and they step on a plant not realizing where it's connected to the ground. If it was nothing like that and the plant just died, if it suddenly died, I want to say it's going to be more of a maybe it was an overwatering issue. And when I say overwatering, I don't always mean that people just water too much. It's that there is no drainage in the soil. The way that plants absorb water is that there has to be oxygen in the ground in order for this to happen. And if a boggy-like situation or a very compacted soil situation where water just stays, the plants can't properly absorb the water and transpire, so therefore it becomes overwater and then dies. If it was less sudden and over a long period of time, it could have been an underwatering situation where maybe a sprinkler got broken or turned and where it was getting water before and now it wasn't. So it's going to be one of those two items, I feel, when it comes to that. So, you know, checking the soil should point you in the right direction. If you check the soil and it's damp, it probably got overwatered. If it's dry, then obviously something happened where it either stopped getting watered by you or a sprinkler that was normally watering it. Something happened to that sprinkler, and then now it's not getting any more water.
Okay, thank you. May I make one more? Go ahead.
No. Okay, go.
No, second question, or let's want to keep the questions in order so we don't miss anything, Marilyn. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to comment about the tomato cages.
Yes.
My husband made tomato cages probably 25 years ago that are still good, and they're made of hog wire.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hog wire. Okay, sure.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's sturdy, durable.
He passed away 18 years ago, so I know it's at least that. But where the wire is cut for the circle, then he just bent over the end of one and connected it to the end of the other.
All right.
Does that make
sense, yeah.
Okay, now the second question. Do you remember that, Tiger?
I want to say she mentioned something regarding her grevillea tree, which was 70 feet tall, and she recently cut down to 50 feet.
Right.
You know, but I don't necessarily know if that was a question. That was more of a comment, I think, on making sure to plant the right tree.
Okay.
Oh,
so
white heliotrope.
There you go. Perfect.
Can you propagate it? No, not easily. It's a tough one. If you're having trouble finding the white heliotrope, I think that you're either just going to have to go to your local nursery and ask if they can order it the next time that they see it available, because that's going to be the best way that you can get it. All right, Marilyn?
Hey, Marilyn, have to take a break. If you do have any more questions, hang on. If not, that's okay. It is Tiger Palafox, Brian Maine. Hang on, Marilyn, coming right back. Tiger, Brian, John is gone. 855-424-9825 or Facebook Live, questions and comments. As we step aside, remember, one more segment on your Saturday morning, Mother's Day weekend 2018 with Garden America.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced Lawn Care Scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And, of course, John is not here. In fact, looking at the wide shot on Facebook Live, you see an empty chair where John would be. John had to leave to, what is he doing today? I forget. He is...
I can't keep track of him.
I forget he's got some commitment. Anyway, yeah. As you can see, John is not here. Back in 2 weeks, because next week he goes back to Detroit for a wedding, Bob Reedmiller will be filling in for John next week, Tiger.
Yeah, Bob, you know, he's been on the show before.
Yeah.
Good succulent information for those of you that are wondering anything about succulents. But he's also great in general plants as well.
Yeah, he
his specialty used to be tropicals before succulents.
Right, then he gets into succulents. But he has a good wide range of knowledge.
Yeah.
Hey, we should make sure... Marilyn, are you still there by chance? Okay, just want to make sure we've covered Marilyn.
Good coverage, yeah.
Okay.
Always good chatting with her, finding out what's going on. There's always questions and comments that she has that sometimes they bring up other
and she seems to be very successful with what she's growing.
Yeah.
We have this, we have this, we have this. This is too big. How do you, you know, cut this down? And
well, you know, the other last week when I mentioned the idea of the soft water filter watering someone's lawn and why they were having problems.
Right.
When it comes to gardening, you have to ask these series of questions on why something's happening. You know, is it bugs? Is it fertilizer? Is it water? Is it the
sun or the
shade?
It's never usually just one reason. There could be a series of reasons.
Yeah, and you know, you have to play a little bit detective. So it's always good to have these little tidbits of information because they help you in the future be more successful later on. I mean, you know, we were mentioning with the voles problem earlier in the show about voles eating some tomatoes. And, you know, people protect for gophers and people protect for moles.
But voles is like the lost critter. Nobody
the
even,
lost.
Nobody talks about voles not as much as gophers and moles.
I don't even think I've ever seen a vole in life. I just
what are they? They didn't know what to name it. They go, we've got a mole. Mm. Let's just put a V and call it a vole.
There we go. Boom. Done.
I'm sure there's obviously the Latin name.
Yeah, John would probably be able to know why.
What that is. So you mentioned you got a busy schedule today. Here in San Diego, we have garden walks happening.
Yeah, we have the Mission Hills Garden Walk, which is exciting. That's right in the heart of San Diego. There's about 12 or 15 homes on it this year, and it's the best of because it's their 20th anniversary, and this year they're doing the best of. So over the past 20 years, they're recycling and doing the best over the past 20 years. But it's pretty cool because they haven't done any of these yards in probably about 5 years. So you get to see what people have changed, what things are different, how things have matured. And that's always kind of fun to see the progress in a garden as well, not just when it's new.
So the idea is to give people ideas of what they can do on their own backyard or front yard by going on these tours, right?
Yeah, you get inspiration. You walk into someone's backyard and you go, I can do that. You know, it's hard in a magazine sometimes in these pictures online
to get an idea, yeah.
Get perspective. But when you walk into someone's yard and you see this series of shrubs or these combinations of plants, you can go, oh, I got a space for that. I can do that here, you know. And so it's much easier for people to get ideas. And it's a fun thing to do. It's Mother's Day weekend, so if you've got nothing particularly planned, I'm sure you can still go down there, buy tickets, and go on the walk. It only takes a couple hours, and they're open from now up until about 3:30. So
now let me ask you a question, because you get out and about. Mm-hmm. We used to get a lot of questions, excuse me, about whitefly problems.
Uh-huh.
Does that still exist anymore, or has that been controlled from what you're seeing?
It definitely still exists. There's the critical plants, the hibiscus,
yep.
Hydrangea.
A lot of tropical plants,
a lot of indoor plants, you know, get the whitefly problem. As you mentioned, you don't see it quite as much as you used to because there's a lot of great solutions for it now.
Worm castings?
Worm castings is an excellent one if you're sticking with your exterior plants like your hibiscus, hydrangeas. It's incorporating worm castings is always beneficial to that. There's the Fertilome triple action spray, which is a combination of pyrethrins and mineral oil, a great solution for whitefly. Then there's the systemic products like Bayer's all-in-one or Bayer tree and shrub. You know, so it's much easier to combat than what it used to be.
A huge problem.
Yeah, and so, you know, whitefly is still a problem, but it's not as bad because it's easier to control.
Now, there's
nowadays.
Two, right? There's whitefly, then giant whitefly?
Yeah, right?
I mean,
doesn't that throw you for a loop? I mean, when I think of giant whitefly, I think of somebody flying away with this plant kind of a thing.
When I first saw it, this was years ago at the Catamaran Hotel because they get a lot of tropicals planted.
Yeah.
And I would see this long cotton candy kind of stringy stuff. I'm like, what? What are they doing? What is that? I had no idea what it was until it's whitefly. I'd never heard of whitefly prior to about 20 years ago.
And you want to know a different bug out there that's pretty prolific in rosemary. And it's kind of interesting because when you describe it, I'll give you two different bug descriptions, and people will hit them right on the nail when they see this. Is spittle bug.
Looks
like people hawked a loogie and then just spit in your plants. And it's just dotted throughout the plant, and it's prolific in rosemary, but it looks like a lob of spit.
So unless you knew what it was, you would think it was actually spit.
You would think that somebody just walked by your plants and started spitting into it and leaving, you know, these definitive logies into it, so to speak. And so spittle bug is one. And then there's a worm out there, and it's coming out now because it's starting to get warm. It's a bird poop worm, and it's a moth larvae, I believe. And the worm actually looks like it sits on top of foliage, and it looks like the foliage has a piece of bird poop on it.
And I would
it.
Imagine
it's brown
that's
and
great
white.
Camouflage.
That's got to be worm. Why. That's got to be why. Because think about what eats worms? Birds.
Birds.
And if they see poop
they're not going to eat it.
I'm going to stay away from that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a worm that comes out now, and people see it on their plant, and they go, oh, yuck, you know, bird pooped on my plant. And then you see it moving and eating your plant.
And then you're even more scared.
Yeah.
It's alive. The bird poop is coming alive.
What did that bird eat? Oh, no.
Exactly. Okay, we got about a minute and a half before we close this edition of Garden America, Tiger. John had to hang out because of his updates.
That was so funny. Always updating his computer. Happy Mother's Day again, everyone. You know, have a good weekend. Have fun out there. Take care of the moms.
If you're in San Diego, you want to stop by for the garden walk, garden tour, listening to us online streaming, again, till about 3:30 this afternoon. And you're going to be involved. How? Are you going to be on some of these tours?
I'll be going. I'll be walking around. I'll be at the nursery answering questions for people. So, yeah, stop by and see me. I'd love to see our listeners out there.
Okay, and that's Mission Hills Nursery?
Mission Hills Nursery.
And in San Diego, the address?
1525 Fort Stockton Drive.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in on Facebook Live, listening to us streaming, or however you're listening to us. If you are listening to us streaming, you live in San Diego, Southern California, the replay of today's show on AM 740. For the entire crew, I want to thank Brandon, Zach, Jeremiah, John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. Enjoy the rest of your week, and happy Mother's Day to one and all. We'll do it again next week with Bob Riedmiller sitting in for John Begnasco.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.